At this point, we want to go into the training part of the call tonight. And so, John, I'm going to turn the call over to you. And you are on mute. I can hear him in the back of the house saying he's trying to get off mute. I'm walking toward him with my phone. Everybody, hold on 1 second. We're swapping phones.
Oh. There you go. Thank you. All right. I just took her call phone. My phone froze up on me. All right. So we wanted to go over a couple of things that are absolutely critical starting off this year. And we've just had, as Elizabeth said, a record year. And it's kind of amazing what caused that. And many of you attended our goal-setting day, and it was 8 hours from 10 in the morning to 6 at night of hard training on how to increase what you get out of an hour. And that basically is what it was, how you increase what you get out of an hour. And I can't do 8 hours in 15 minutes. So what I'm going to try to do is pick a couple of things to cover that I think not only would be great reminders to those people who were there, but also be helpful to those of you who weren't. Now, we are posting all of our worksheets on the Performance Family website. They'll be up there by tomorrow, and so you can go there. And a lot of this, we sort of were fine-tuning our goal setting, setting a particular goal. Say you want to be ED in the month of January, setting a particular goal, and then going and achieving it. And we fine-tuned that with a book we've all heard a good bit about called The Four Disciplines of Execution. And The Four Disciplines of Execution talk about a couple of things. One of them is getting clarity on your wildly important goal. You must be clear on what you want to achieve. Now, if you slow down enough to say, I want to achieve manager rank or senior manager or director or senior director or ED, then you need to get clarity on what that requires. And let's say it's 15-minute memberships or 50 or 100 if you're getting a director your first time with the right organization, or 50 team sales if you hit director, spread out evenly. So assuming you know the requirements for a second, what will get you there? And the two things that I need you to write down are lead measures and lag measures. Now, I'm going to explain lead and lag in a very simple way. This is very simple to understand. A lag measure is your numbers. For instance, if you're trying to lose weight, your lag measure is what you weighed this morning. The lead measure to losing weight is something, it has two characteristics. It's something you can measure, obviously, but the two characteristics of it are, it is predictive of the result, and it's influenceable by you. So these are the things you want to focus on. If you do these things, they're predictive of the results you want, and you can influence them. So with weight, if you exercise more and eat less, you're probably your lag measure of losing weight is going to occur. Both of those are predictive. Exercise is predictive of losing weight, and calorie intake is predictive of losing weight, and they are both influenceable by you. Now, you can eat 4,000 calories and still exercise for 2 hours, and you're still going to probably gain weight. they're predictive, but they're not absolute. And nothing is absolute in attaining a goal. But if you generally increase your exercise and reduce your calories, you're going to lose weight. So in our business, what are the lead and lag measures? The lag measure is very simply, number one, your sales. Number two, it might be your team sales. Those are lag measures. What are the lead measures? What are the things that are predictive of sales and influenceable by you? Okay. Number one, exposures. They're a lead measure. They're predictive of a sale. You got to make an exposure. What else? Three-way calls. That's a lead measure. What else? PCCs and PBRs. In other words, sitting down, doing a presentation, whether it be at somebody's home, in a restaurant, over telephone. Those are predictive of sales and influenceable by you. But here's what's strange. People get up and they work, but they're not keeping track of the numbers. And you must measure how many. It's like exercise. If you don't measure it any, you don't know whether you increase it or decrease it from day to day. If you're not recording your calorie intake, you don't know whether you're reducing it every day. You think, you feel, but you don't know. I want to give an example of my law practice, and because it's so indicative of why numbers are important. I grew my law practice not based on law, but based on numbers. We track the number of incoming calls to my office and the number of appointments of the attorneys in the various offices. And so I don't remember the exact numbers now, but the easy indicator is the attorneys. Let's say they normally would have 8 appointments in a day or 40 in a week. We were tracking that every week. If the numbers went up, I could absolutely predict my income was going up. If the numbers went down, I could tell you that my income was going to go down, and I could go exactly to where my problem was. So let's say a normal attorney had 40 appointments in a week, but I noticed that he was only getting 20 in a week. Here's what I could tell you. I could tell you that there was a problem. The attorney was sick. They had a domestic problem at home or some other distraction. One case I found that it was an affair. And they weren't concentrating on the business. So they were distracted and the income went down. I would never have known why if I hadn't been tracking the number of appointments. The same thing will happen to you. Here's what's exciting. When you track the numbers, you know the lag measures, the sales, will go up. That's what's exciting, is once you start tracking the numbers themselves become exciting. And so what you need to be doing is saying, okay, I'm going to go to X number of networking events every week. I'm going to make X number of exposures. I'm going to sit down and I'm actually going to make a list from all my club list, my old phones that I still have, my current phone, the things I belong to now. I'm going to make list upon list, and then I'm going to start exposing people. Now, let me tell you something. What is predictive of success? Prospect is good. It's just sending information, though. The predictors of success are one-on-one contact. They are the sit-downs, the exposures, initial exposure, you picking up the phone, calling somebody, or sitting down with somebody, the follow-up three-way calls, PCCs, PBRs, attendance at a meeting with a guest, those are predictors of sales that are influenceable by you. You set your numbers, and you'll begin to meet your numbers. You'll find a way to make them happen. That's the crazy part with three ways, et cetera. You will find a way to make it happen. But if you never set a number and you never track the number, not only will you not make it, but you won't have the satisfaction, the excitement of knowing the lag measures, the sales are going to come as a result of the numbers you're putting in, because you'll begin to track how many times it takes to make a sale. That's bottom line. The exciting part of this is it is in tracking the numbers. Now, if you add a factor of accountability and you tell somebody, okay, maybe they can do the same thing with you, I'm going to make 2 exposures a day or 5 exposures a day or whatever the numbers are, and I'm going to follow up with 3-way calls to a third of those people, whatever it is your numbers turn out to be, or I'm going to have sit-downs with them followed up with some other thing. If you track those numbers, say, these are the numbers, you'll hit the numbers. And if you set the numbers, you're likely to do more than you otherwise would have done. Sort of like if I'm trying to get 10,000 steps in a day and I'm about to go to bed at night and I have 9,500 steps, I'm going to start walking around my house because I know the numbers. And 500 steps might not be a lot, but 500 steps times 300 is a lot of steps, an awful lot. That's a lot of miles is what that is. But it is the numbers. And so what you can, if you are going to get a different result this year, you're going to have to change the behavior you're involved in. Let me repeat that. If you're going to get a different result, you're going to have to change your behavior. Now, I want to tell you that there are 3 things you need to write down that are critically important. One of them is going to come up right after this call. Number 1 is personal development. You need to make sure that you are getting in 10 to 15 pages a day of new information. You are where you are as a result of the knowledge you currently have that you have applied. And so you're going to have new knowledge, and you're going to have some change in behavior. That's number 1. Number 2, it's really important, is how you start your day. I would suggest that you have a glass of water by your bed, a full glass of water by your bed, because you can get up easier if when you wake up, you just sit up and drink a glass of water. It will wake you up. I then go straight to get my coffee, but the water is what gets you going. You're dehydrated during the night. It reinvigorates you, pumps your heart, and wakes you up. So a glass of water, and go on and make a decision that you're going to start out. I start out normally with a few minutes of spiritual reading in my Bible, and then the book I'm reading. Don't get up at the time your mind is most agile, really, because you don't have any defenses up while you're waking up. You'll take in whatever you put in your mind. Don't get up and turn on the TV and news. I know that's something I've done a lot, but I have quit doing that, and it's made a huge difference. We're back at Platinum again this month. And so how you get up in the morning, I get up, and if the weather's not bad, I go walking, and I'm listening to audible.com. It's a great way to get some exercise and Audible in. But how you wake up in the morning is number 2. 1, make sure you get your personal development in. 2, make sure you're waking up with a plan on how you're going to start your day. And number 3, at the end of the day, planning tomorrow today, making sure you have a plan for tomorrow before you end the day, is the 3rd critical part of having a different 2017 than you had in 2016. It is how you start your day, the plan you make for tomorrow at the end of the day, and 10 to 15 pages of new information. Now, you add into that, in that plan, setting some goals about lead measures, those things that predict sales and are influenceable by you. If you're working with a team, start encouraging three-way calls. I will tell you at our Super Saturdays, we're going to start training on three-way calls. We're going to start training on new exposures. We're going to start training on PCCs, but training on follow-ups. You keep your numbers, and you get somebody that you can be accountable to, and they, if they want to be accountable to you, and for the first time maybe in your life, set yourself some numbers. You'll be so proud of yourself, you will not know what to do. Elizabeth, I'm going to turn it back over to you because I know we've got a book report coming, which is the phase that's so critical to every week our being a little better than last week. Back to you. Now, if my phone's frozen still, then I'm going to have to take her phone back to her. I can hear on it, but I couldn't get it off of mute. Hold on. Elizabeth?
John?
Here, take your phone.
Okay.
Your phone.
I so apologize, everybody. But you know, really think about what John just talked about with, and John, you're not on mute now. What John just talked about with tracking your lead measures, it's like, you know, for Performance Club, thinking about not having to get to the end of the month and pray that your numbers are gonna that they're gonna be there. Getting to the end of the month and praying that you know, you're going to qualify for executive director. Think about being able, setting an intention for yourself to start tracking those lead measures. It's no longer you know, praying over lag measures. Is actually being able to predict what kind of month you're going to have based on, because if you create a culture of people who are tracking their activity, then everyone knows what kind of months they're going to have. And think about that culture within your team and the power, how empowering that is. You know, a lot of times I think people look at statistics and think, oh, my gosh, it's so overwhelming. No, it's freeing. It's empowering. It gives you the energy and the excitement. It's something you can influence. I think a lot of times in this business we convince ourselves that we don't have any control. Ladies and gentlemen, you have all the control in the world. If we can track the phone calls coming into our law office and influence those, you know, then we can influence what is happening on our team. And simply by having more information about what's happening, you can actually empower yourself, empower your team to write their own paycheck. And so I'm just excited about that. And I think the people who came to our event on Monday really, I think, felt empowered when they left. Because one of the things they did was they took those lead measures and decided to put them in their day when they were going to work on the lead measures. Now, we all know that they're the 10 core commitments, but when you look at lead measures, they are predictors. When you now can create a plan that will get you the result that you want. And so everything has a lead measure. Any goal that you had for this year has a lead measure. We just know what they are in this business. Sometimes if your goal is something different, you have to figure out what they are. But in this business, they're simple. And so when you take them and then literally schedule them into your day and then have an accountability partner or have an accountability call with your team. This is just simply people who volunteer to participate. Paul Meyer talks about accountability calls and accountability meetings is how he built his entire organization. And for those of y'all who don't know, Paul Myers, the gentleman who's our upline at the, you know, up next to the company, a billionaire, ran 40 companies himself, all on accountability and lead measures. Just think about that, how empowering that is for you to have a tool and the information to be able to act on to influence. Well, if you can't tell, I'm excited. But anyway, we'll move on. So the next thing we have tonight is our book. And what a great book we have, this book, Building an Empire, by Brian Carruthers. What a great book. So we're going to – I'm going to turn the call over to one of our leaders out of the Ohio market. Rob, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
I certainly can. Thank you, Mr. Hurst. I'm going to turn the call over to you.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, definitely great training, great information is being shared tonight. And, you know, our book of the month goes right with what we're talking about. And it actually goes right along with it. And so the book, you know, of the month is Building an Empire by Brian Carruthers. And, you know, the thing about this book is that if you want to learn how to really do this thing step by step by step, Mr. Carruthers doesn't leave anything out. And I've been, you know, I've been in leadership for 12 years, and it's just good to seeing the things that he's talking about. You know, these are the things that I learned. It was just never in a book. So a lot of you all that are coming in brand new, even if you've never done network marketing, this is the book you want to read if you want to really master these skills. And so he starts off, you know, talking about why MLM, why multi-level marketing versus your job. And I remember, you know, my background, I worked for UPS. I was a UPS driver, and I was approached many times about opportunities, but all I knew was work a job. But the seed was planted, and I quickly realized after a bad experience at my old employer that maybe having something else going on probably is smart. And he talks about that, how in America people are really coming to grips to understanding I need to have some other things going on. And there's really, in my opinion, and just from what I've seen and what I've experienced, you know, outside of real estate, there are more millionaires in MLM than any other industry. But the difference is, even in real estate, as he talks about his own experience, there's no residual income. So really, there's nothing that really beats MLM because you're able, you know, you have the opportunity to leverage, you know, your efforts. And there's no job on this earth that's going to give you the earning potential like network marketing. Not one job is going to give you the earning potential and the leverage and being able to have that time freedom. So it really paints the picture and help you understand about the process. He starts off talking about the three things it takes to be successful. And those three things are you have to have a burning desire to succeed, a willingness to work, and to be coachable. And I remember when I first started, I had a burning desire. Definitely was willing to work, you know, being an old UPS guy. They work hard. But that coachable piece I was having a challenge with, and that was the part I needed to get and understand. And what it was I just really didn't understand the system, you know. And so he goes into the second chapter. He starts to talk about the system of success, and, you know, the three-way calls and, you know, how the briefing should be and all of the things it takes to be very successful and also the reason why, because the whole reason why is so that it can duplicate. And that was the piece that I had to really learn. And honestly, I bumped my head for probably about a year and a half about that duplication piece because I understood what I needed to do, but I didn't understand how to empower others. And so this is a good book that, again, this is a must-read. If you don't have it, if you're not reading, please get it. You can go to Amazon. You can go on iTunes, and you can download it. But I want to share this with you real quick before I'm done. As I stated, you know, Brian Carruthers, his background was in real estate. He had a lot of success, but he didn't have any time. He was working 8 to faint, and there was no residual income. You know, if he doesn't sell a home, you know, he doesn't make any money. And I was there's a friend of mine, he's on Facebook, and he's been doing Uber. And when he first started Uber, he was all excited. And then today I saw him post on Facebook, he says, you know, I can no longer do Uber and Lyft full-time anymore. I'm looking for a job. And I laughed about that. I messaged him. I thought it was pretty profitable. He said, well, it's not as what people think, you know. And what I know is Uber is recruiting 100,000 people a day or a month. I'm sorry, a month, 100,000 people a month, something like that, some crazy number, but there's a lot of people being recruited. And he says too many people driving. But what that showed me is that everybody's looking for something. We live in what we call a gig economy. And so this is a huge opportunity for us to get out, talk to more people, and expose them to the concepts of multi-level marketing. So this book is really, again, it is the book, the instruction book, the Bible to MLM. And it's so much that you can learn, things that have helped me in my process and still learning. But this is a must-read. I'm excited about reading more. And I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you, Rob. It is. Thank you so much for that. It is a powerful book, and it does remind us all of how to do the business and what we should be doing. So thank you so much. I'm excited about reading that book this month. I do, as Rob did, encourage everybody to go get the book and read them, because they are, you know, leverage other people's knowledge. You know, it's like there's two ways to be successful. You can learn it on your own through trial and error, or you can fast-track your success by following the success of others. And that's why in the last couple of months we've been reading, GoPro. We've been reading now Building an Empire. We are trying to help you accelerate the success that you have in this business. And so the time invested in that book will essentially take everything Brian Carruthers has learned in 20 years and put it in something that you can learn this month. Now, you won't learn it all. As with every book, we'll have to read it five or six times to really fully understand it. But think about that. 20 years compiled into something that you can learn in 1 month to explode your business. So just excited about that. Now, as many of you know, we have a big event coming up this coming week in Atlanta, our kickoff event for the year. But just following that is our international convention. And at our international convention in March, hopefully all of you have registered. If not, please, I encourage you to go ahead and register very quickly. we have our breakout, our team breakout. And for those of you who were at our team breakout at the last convention, it was some of the best. I think our breakout were better than some parts of the convention. I hate to say that, but it was really just phenomenal. I'm going to turn the call over now to Teresa Acoin, and she's going to tell us a little bit about our breakout this year.
Hey, Teresa. Team, and Gardner's great job so far on the call. Rob has great job on that book review, and I agree with Rob. Everything is tying together so well. And Elizabeth, I don't know anybody more excited than you and us, and the whole leadership, everybody in Legal Shield. The announcements that were made about the Level Up program being expanded, more of a part of our permanent compensation plan, and replacing Fast Start, that's a game changer. Y'all, that is a game changer. Our biggest challenge is getting new people started. Y'all know that, because we want to help them get started right away. Well, now they get paid right away. There's no explaining anything except what do? How do you contact? Let's do it. And let's get some results, because you're going to get paid and you're going to duplicate that. Y'all get ready for massive momentum. I hope you understand the significance of the change that was just made. So we are super fired up about it, and we want to make sure that everybody not only goes to the Oklahoma convention in March, but also understands that the most important part of the convention truly is, I have to agree with Elizabeth, it is our team breakout, our wrap-up on Sunday morning. So don't you come to me and tell me, or Elizabeth, or John, or Frank, that you're flying out Sunday morning. I don't want to hear it. It is part of the convention. So you want to make sure you make plans to fly out Sunday afternoon late, if not Monday. Well, I think we're flying out Monday. So our breakout event is going to be Sunday, March 12th from 9:30 in the morning to 3 that afternoon. And believe me, it is going to be so exciting. Oh, my gosh. It'll be for all of us, I guarantee you, it will be the most exciting part of the whole convention. So we are poised and ready for you to register. So you can go now. In fact, some of you, in fact, Eddie Smith was the first one to pre-register. Hats off to you, Mr. Eddie Smith. And so the pre-registration event is up. You can go to performancefamilyevent.com, and you can pre-register. And let me explain to you, everybody, why it is so important to pre-register. The gardeners and the Acorns and Corey and all of us, all the leaders, we have to make plans. We have to put together programs. We have to knowing who is going to be there and how many people are going to be there is integral to us doing a good job for you. So you have no idea how much you are helping us by pre-registering. The price is the same at the door, but you'll get better seating, and there's going to be some other advantages to pre-registering. But the main thing is you're really helping the team. You're helping us put together a better event. The more of you that pre-register, the better we can plan. So it's ready for you. It's listed on your Facebook page, the Performance Facebook page. That's where Eddie got the link and went ahead and registered. And I know Justin was going to the link as well, Justin Peterson. So, in fact, he let me know it wasn't working, so I had to make it work. I had to turn it on. So now it's on. It's ready for you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Well, wait a minute. One more thing. Yeah, hey, Elizabeth. Make sure you take an inventory of your team and see how many they're going to do it. And the more team you have there, the faster you guys are going to grow. And that will help us do even better. And that also helps us bring speakers in there. We're trying to bring some guest speakers in there too, right? And we're going to do a little surprise for you. I think I know somebody's coming. So anyway, make sure you take an inventory of your team. See how many of you can get registered. The more of them you have there, the faster your team is going to grow. So now, Elizabeth, back to you and John.
Thank you so much, Frank and Teresa. Well, now we get to the point where we talk about our record-breaking week. And here's the unbelievable part is with everything I'm about to announce, it doesn't even include Saturday, the last day of the month, because, of course, our report's cut off. We do have some new rank advancements to announce, but our report's cut off on Friday, so we don't even have month close in these reports. So it's just absolutely phenomenal. So let's start with our producers. We've got actually our top 10 producers, starting at number 10 with Mr. Michael Johnson out of South Carolina. Number 9 is Steve Boyd out of Minnesota. Number 8, Lois Strelkeld and Amy Yoshimitsu out of California. Number 7, Daniel Mixon out of South Carolina. Number 6, Pacific Group Agencies out of California. That is Mr. Steve Petit. Number 5, Susan and Jeffrey Mercer out of North Carolina. Number 4, David Contorno out of North Carolina. Number 3, Nancy Chaconis out of California. Number 2, John Hall out of North Carolina. And number 1, out of the great state of Ohio, Mr. William Yates with 338 sales. I'm just going to let that rest on you for a minute. 338 sales last week, not including Saturday. Wow. Okay. let's go to... I can hear people talking. Okay, recruiting. We have a ton of people tied for number 3, but tied for number 2 is George and Claudia Day out of Georgia, and Mark McKnight out of South Carolina. Tied for 2nd, and number 1 is Daniel Mixon. That is actually Hunter Mixon. His given name is Daniel, but that's Hunter Mixon out of South Carolina with 5 recruits for last week. Now, let's get to our level up announcements, and these are pretty incredible. Deborah Boyser out of Georgia, senior associate. Aubrey Dupree out of South Carolina, senior associate. Timothy Dunnigan out of Ohio, senior associate. Gist, I think, out of South Carolina, senior associate. Again, Daniel Mixon, which is Hunter Mixon out of South Carolina, is a manager. We have 4 new directors. Thomas McDermott and Associates out of New York is a new director. Brian Biederman out of North Carolina is a director. Laquita Jenkins out of South Carolina is a director.
And Mr. Howard Batchelor out of the great state of South Carolina is a director, and also, and some of these other people may have as well, earned the level up bonus. So congratulations to him. Now, for our new executive directors, hold on to your horses, everybody. First, out of Charleston, South Carolina, Mr. Matthew Root qualified for executive director. Congratulations to Matthew. Now, also out of the Charleston market, Elder James Johnson is a silver executive director out of South Carolina. SCLC, which is Southern Christian Leadership Conference, out of Georgia, silver executive director. Out of the great state of California, Miss Nancy Chaconis, silver executive director. Mr. Steve Petit, out of the great state of California, platinum executive director. Dr. Charles Steele, out of Georgia, platinum 7 executive director. Mr. Cleveland Ray, out of Georgia, platinum 7 executive director. And William Yates, out of Ohio, platinum 7 executive director. Ladies and gentlemen, what a list. I mean, congratulations to all of you. The leaders that are working with those people. I know that Eddie and Dee Dee Smith, who are, just tremendous leaders on our team. Let me think. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Five of those are in their organizations. Of course, Nancy Chaconis is a new level, and her team, Mr. Steve Petit, are both on that list. I know that the Crutchers out of Ohio are extraordinarily proud to have William Yates, a Platinum 7 executive director on their organization. And, of course, Nick Odom and Justin Peterson are just extraordinarily proud of Matthew Root, who is a new executive director on their team. I mean, just what an amazing month it has been. And I'm just so proud of all of you. What a start. That was a heck of a close to 2016. And this has just been an exciting start to 2017. And just can't wait to see what happens over this next year, seeing what many of your goals are, knowing that many of you have just tremendous plans to take advantage of everything the company has put in front of us. Every barrier we think we have, they annihilate it, get it out of our way, just so we can build bigger and faster and get to that Vision 2020. Before I close the call, Frank, Teresa, y'all have anything you want to add?
Well, I just want to say that's the most exciting recognition we've heard in decades.
I don't think we ever had seven.
I'm not sure we've ever actually announced that many executive directors in one night.
I know. And some people have not been executive directors for a while, like David Mack. He's an executive director. I mean, a lot happened the last 2 weeks of December. We are so proud of this team, and we know this is an indicator much, much, much more to come, Elizabeth. This is going to be the most exciting year in our history with the company. I'll fully believe that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I think everybody on the phone has exactly the same potential to do that. All they've got to do is put a team together around them. And when the team works together, everybody moves up. So it's all about teamwork, I'm telling you right now. If you're going to make the dream work, you got to have the team. All right, back to you, Elizabeth.
Well, thank you all. And thanks, everybody, for calling in. We're going to have another great call next week. And so hopefully we'll see many of you in Atlanta at that event next weekend. Please get registered for our breakout. That is going to be a phenomenal event and very helpful to Teresa and I in our planning processes for those of you who do that. Thank you all. I'm excited about this year, if you can't tell, and hope to see you all very soon. Talk to you later. Good night.
Good night.